What are we discussing on today's podcast, you ask? Well, we are in the final home stretch for who's going to take the final spot in the D-backs rotation. So it's week four of our weekly power rankings. And then we wrap up that conversation with Sully Baseball, where we make the case against every NL team that made the playoffs last year as to why they won't make it in 2023. Wrapping it up with the San Diego Padres on today's Locked On Diamondbacks podcast.
You are Locked On Diamondbacks, your daily Arizona Diamondbacks podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into the Locked On Diamondbacks podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. You're listening to who? The always charismatic host of this podcast, Miller Thomas. I'm a multimedia journalist and I'm a graphic designer, so please go check out my website, millerthomas24.myportfolio.com. On there you can see all my latest work, from my packages to my articles to my photos and my graphic design. If you want to see more content by me, just follow me on Twitter, at creatorthomas24 from my personal account, or just look up Locked On Diamondbacks, both Twitter, Instagram for the podcast handle, and of course, thank you for making Locked On Diamondbacks your first listen every day. I would not be able to do this podcast without you, my loyal listeners, sharing, subscribing, reviewing, doing all that so I could do this podcast for you. Thank you. It's free and available on all platforms, so please continue to tell your friends. In today's episode, we're going to... before we talk about today's episode, please go hit subscribe on the Locked On Diamondbacks YouTube channel. We are slowly approaching 400 subscribers. Want to hit that mark before the new month of April, so please hit subscribe on the Locked On Diamondbacks YouTube channel. But for today's podcast, we're going to be wrapping up our conversation with Sully Baseball, discussing the NL playoff field from last year and making the cases of why they won't make it this season, wrapping up the conversation by talking about the San Diego Padres. But before we get there, week four, we got to discuss our rotation power rankings for that number five spot, because we know it's been a battle this spring training. And we got some light in this spring training battle. We finally got two clear front runners for this competition, because this past week, the D-backs have optioned or reassigned. I don't know what the exact verbiage is, but they've sent away the Brandon Fotts of the world and the Tommy Henrys. And guys, I feel a little bit like a dummy, because for all this time I've been saying Brandon Fat. I just think I learned it's called Fott, not Fat. You guys are fake for never telling me that I was saying it wrong this whole time. But the D-backs have sent away the Tommy Henrys and the Brandon Fotts of the world, which is a little bit surprising, because if you look at the numbers, Brandon Fatt was easily the best D-backs starter this spring training, at least in terms of the guys who are vying for that number five spot in the rotation, because he leaves with three starts, four appearances, a 3.75 ERA, five earned runs over 12 innings pitched. But really, the number they have to look out for Brandon Fott is that 15 strikeouts, just four walks and 12 innings pitch. He was by far and away the best starter we had at putting away guys. And so Brandon Fott's going to be missed, but listen, this is not going to be the final time we see Brandon Fott, because he will definitely be making his debut this season with the D-backs, considering what he did in the minor leagues last year. He had the most strikeouts in the minor leagues over, like, what, the past 20 seasons? It was that crazy of a year he had last year. And considering how he looked this spring training, where he could probably make the argument he looked the best of all the dudes vying for that number five spot. Brandon Fott will be back with the D-backs sometime this season. And before the year, I probably would have told you right after the All-Star break, he would have got that Corbin Carroll treatment, where he would have spent the last month, month and a half, probably final 6 weeks with the D-backs. Probably would have got like the Dre Jameson, Ryan Nelson treatment from last year, where he makes like a few starts toward the end of the season and really gets to build up that arm strength and then get a lot more opportunity in the 2024 season, I guess, next year. But with how Brandon Fott looked this past spring training, knowing the season's coming off in the minor leagues, and Brandon Fott put together, what, 2 to 4 to 5 really good starts in the minor leagues, I don't think he'll be spending more than, what, 6 weeks in Reno. I think he could potentially get the Alec Thomas treatment, where first month and a half you spend in Reno, and then maybe by mid-May, maybe by early June, you call up Brandon Fott to make his debut with the D-backs. Really excited for all the young rookie pitchers, all the young starting pitchers that we're going to see this season. But Brandon Fott will not win the number five job in the rotation, despite him potentially looking like the best dude this spring training. The other guy that the D-backs sent away, Tommy Henry, who you all know, I was the lowest of Tommy Henry of any of these, you know, dudes who were vying for this number five. So for vying for the number five spot, because I thought he had the lowest ceiling just because of his pitch arsenal. He's a low 90s kind of a pitcher, and those kind of guys, I think long term, yeah, they could be your number five, they could be your number four or number five starters, but they don't really have that ceiling. They can't be the anchors of your rotation. And I like dudes with a little bit more upside than Tommy Henry, but I do have to say Tommy Henry has looked really solid recently. From March 3rd to March 19th, basically in the month of March, he had a 3.6 ERA over 15 innings pitched, 6 earned runs. He looked really solid in the month of March. His February was terrible, 4 earned runs in that first start he had. But since that first start, 3 innings, 2 earned runs, 4 innings, 0, 3.1 over 4 earned runs. You don't like to see that. And then his final start, March 19th against the Royals, 4.2 innings pitched, no earned runs, 3 strikeouts. Tommy Henry was dicing up some dudes with these strikeout numbers. So I think I'm a little bit more in on Tommy Henry. I still don't like him for my number five starter, but we will see Tommy Henry again this season, whether it's because of injury or maybe just performing well in the minor leagues and the D-backs want to get him called him up. So I do like Tommy Henry. I'm pro Tommy Henry. I just don't want him to be my number five starter, but a long reliever out the pen, I think that would be a solid role for Tommy Henry. But looking at Dre Jameson and Ryan Nelson, these two are the two front runners for this number five spot. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that we already saw them on the major league level last season. Mike Hazen has kind of talked about that, how the fact that we've already seen these guys pitch against big leaguers definitely played into the fact that they're still here on the big league camp. And Dre Jameson is someone that we haven't seen in a minute. He hasn't pitched in a big league spring training game since March 12th. He's done one of those minor league spring training games, but those stats don't go toward your spring training stats. So we haven't really seen him pitch against big league competition since March 12th. Ryan Nelson's last appearance was March 17th. And Ryan Nelson has been pitching better recently because Ryan Nelson's first start, he had 4 earned runs. His second start, 3 earned runs. But in his last 2 starts for Ryan Nelson, he's got 7 innings pitched and only 2 earned runs. While Dre Jameson, his last 2 starts, 5.2 innings pitched and 8 earned runs. So right now, Ryan Nelson is ascending while Dre Jameson is descending. But in that minor league start Dre Jameson had, he did reportedly pitch well, touched triple digits. So right now, I think you could kind of say it's neck and neck between Dre Jameson and Ryan Nelson. I think Dre Jameson looked a little bit better in 2022, showed a little bit more stuff, had a little bit deeper of a bag, I think a little bit more major league ready. I think there's still some more mechanical kinks to work out with the Ryan Nelson. I think there's still some more secondary stuff they want to work out with Ryan Nelson, but he's been in the lab with Brent Strom all offseason, spring training, and right now, Ryan Nelson is ascending while Dre Jameson's arrow is potentially pointing the other direction. So if I had to say right now, I think I would still have Dre Jameson as the 1A to the 1B of Ryan Nelson. But listen, opening day is not till like April 5th or 6th or 7th. I'm not entirely sure when opening day is, but it's not till like, you know, a few days into the month of April. So both of these guys should at least get one more spring training start, maybe two more spring training starts. And I think those final two starts, I think this competition will come down to the wire. I don't think no decisions have been made. Like I said, I think Dre Jameson is the 1A to the Ryan Nelson 1B. But as it currently stands, I think it's a coin flip between these two guys. You could say Dre Jameson's in the slight lead, but I think it's really going to come down to who looks good in the final stretch for spring training, who looks good this final week and a half, 2 weeks, because I don't think it's solidified to anyone. I don't think anyone's won the job, and Ryan Nelson's still good enough. Both of these guys are like 25 years old. Both of these guys, before pitching on the big league level last year, what they were doing in the minor leagues, both of them were kind of unimpressive. Just when you look at the raw numbers, the ERA and stuff like that, like both of them weren't lighting up the Reno aces, you know, opposing batters. And Reno is one of the toughest places to pitch, and both of them did struggle in terms of the raw numbers. And then they both looked good when they made it to major league level. And so far in spring training, they've both been pretty equal as well. So I don't think the competition, I think the competition is going to come down to the final 2 weeks of spring training. But if you want to look at the spring training number so far, as I'm recording this, March 21st, 6:15 p.m., Tommy Henry is no longer with us, 5.51 ERA. 10 earned runs, over 16 innings pitched, 18 strikeouts to 9 walks, a 2.30 average allowed. Dre Jameson, a 7.45 ERA in 4 starts, 8 earned runs, over 9.2 innings pitched, 12 strikeouts to 3 walks, where 2.93 average allowed. Ryan Nelson, 8.38 ERA, 9.2 innings pitched, 9 earned runs over those 9.2 innings pitched, 10 strikeouts to 6 walks, and a 3.56 average allowed. Then Brandon Pfaadt, he had 3 starts, 4 appearances, a 3.75 ERA, 5 earned runs over 12 innings pitched, 15 strikeouts to 4 walks, who had 1.95 average allowed. So just looking at the raw numbers, if you just went raw number power rankings based off spring training stats, I think you would have Pfaadt 1, Tommy Henry 2, and then it would probably be 3A Dre Jameson, 3B Ryan Nelson. And with Tommy Henry and Brandon Pfaadt gone, it looks like it's coming down to Jameson with Ryan Nelson. Jameson versus Nelson. I think Jameson has a slight lead right now, but I think it's going to come down to the final 2 weeks of spring training before anyone is declared a winner. And if you want to bet on who is going to be winning that number 5 job in the D-backs rotation, then you need to head to FanDuel.com to place that bet, because listen, the tournament is heating up, and now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, and super easy to use. You can bet on everything from the money line to point scores and threes drained. Plus, FanDuel even lets you combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same game parlay. My favorite same game parlay to do is whenever the Lakers are on, I do AD 25 points, AD 10 rebounds, D-Lo 3 threes, and Lakers to win. That one has been hitting less than I want to recently, and it's been a big reason why I've been losing money. But listen, you won't lose any money, because you won't miss your chance to get your no sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets, because you know why? You're going to FanDuel.com/lockedon. That's right, FanDuel.com/lockedon to learn more. Download the FanDuel app, because FanDuel, guess what? They make every moment more, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. And just comparing the Dodgers to these other teams that were discussed in the last two pods, who do you think is the most vulnerable of all the playoff teams from last year to make it that couldn't miss it this year? Because it might be the Dodgers. You think it's Philly?
I still think it's Philly.
I think it's probably – I think it's a lot closer maybe between those two teams than maybe what people realize, just because of the talent drain, the injuries that we've seen with the Dodgers. But I think the Phillies could still be the right choice there.
Yeah. I mean, but the scenario – like we were grasping at straws – for coming up with a reason for the Braves.
Yeah.
For the Dodgers and Mets. The Dodgers and Mets could meet in the NLCS or they could miss the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it just depends on the health and the and whether or not some of these players, especially when it gets down towards the end of the year, some of them may need that little boost energy.
Yeah.
It's not always, you need that little bump. And if you need a little bit of boost energy yourself, grab yourself a Built Bar. Because guess what? It's time for the Built March Madness Bracket. Are you going to have the Farley Dickinson of protein bars? Well, it's here. We know you have a favorite bar or puff, and now's your time to make it count. Go to Built March Madness to vote for your favorites. I'm going to be voting for raspberry. Why? Because I love it. I love it. Who are you going to be voting for? Who's your bar?
I love a little brownie batter, cookies and cream.
Love my brownie batter. Love my brownie batter. You know what? If you want your bar to win, then you'll be voting for that bar too. Support your team. Support your bar. And when you vote for your favorite bar or puff, you'll be entered into a drawing where 50 lucky Locked On MLB listeners will get a free box of Built. Ah! Not only that, but one Locked On fan will receive a 12-month subscription to Built to have Built's best bars or puffs delivered monthly straight to your door. You got to try Built. best protein bar ever. Seriously, they're so amazing, you won't think that they're good for you. And what makes Built Bars so good? For starters, they're all higher in protein, low in sugar, and covered in 100% real chocolate. That's right. I didn't make that up. Real chocolate. So run to BuiltMarchMadness.com right now to vote for your favorite bar or puff and pick up a box while you're there. You can vote every day in March, so hop in and support your pick. And you know what they say. Built Bars, they're still good. Okay, we got one last one.
Yep.
And again, this one's a tough one. You know, the Dodgers, again, there is the Dodgers could get the injury bug, and we could see that. Lest we forget, I mean, there have been some very, very good teams that have missed the playoffs over the last bunch of years because of injuries catching up with them. I have to say, in full disclosure, I don't want to see it happen to the Dodgers. Why? I'm recording this from the Sully Baseball Locked On MLB Studios in Pasadena, California, overlooking the historic Rose Bowl. I want to go to a couple of Dodger playoff games. Ooh. That being said, let's go to the Padres.
Yeah, because for the Padres, like you said, it's tough to make the argument for them. And even if you're claiming injuries with the Padres, like even if a Soto and a Machado both get hurt, you're still going to have Bogarts and Tatis and Jacob Cronenworth, because I think he just said recently he doesn't like being called Jake. He likes being called Jacob. So Jacob Cronenworth, you're still going to have a pretty nice lineup with them. And even if the rotation gets hurt, even if you lose a Darvish or Musgrove, like they quietly, Blake Snell had a pretty solid season last year. I quietly really like the Michael Walker pickup for the Padres as well. So I think it's really tough to make the argument against the Padres. But if you were going to do it, I think you have to kind of look at them like maybe a really rich version of the St. Louis Cardinals will maybe make the same argument that they're very top heavy and they don't have the quality of depth that maybe you like, because they're just so loaded with that frontline star talent of the Sotos, the Machados, the Bogarts and Tatises of the world, that maybe their lineup does drop off pretty considerably after the top four there. But even if two of those guys gets hurt, you're still probably fine if you're the Padres. Same with their rotation. If a Musgrove or a Darvish gets hurt, it gets a little bit thinner after them, but they did still do a pretty good job of building out the back end of that rotation with the Wakas and the Seth Lugos of the world, and Blake Snell might have a bounce back. So I'm really grasping at straws when it comes to making an argument against the San Diego Padres. Maybe look at that bullpen, because that was, they kind of had trouble closing games last year, and they really didn't have a solidified ninth inning guy, someone that could just shut the door. And maybe that's where you look at this Padres team. They could score all the runs that they want. They're going to have a great offense, but do you trust them in those high leverage moments to shut the door when there's two men on, two outs, and you got to put this guy away to win the ball game? Maybe that's where the Padres struggle this season. And I'm really geeked out by our new partner and sponsor of today's episode, the mobile game Ultimate Baseball GM, because have you ever dreamed of becoming an MLB GM and managing a professional baseball franchise? Well, your dream can come true, and this game is definitely for you, because you get to manage every strategic aspect of your team, play through the season, and lead your team to glory. You're responsible for hiring the right coaches and staff, managing team finances, scouting and drafting players, managing difficult personalities, navigating your franchise through free agency, and all the ups and downs of a season. All this in a challenging and realistic game world. Ultimate Baseball GM is completely free and playable offline. Play on the go as you want and when you want to. Growing up as a kid, listen, some people get video games because they want to build the best team that they can and play and actually compete with the players. Me personally, I just want to turn on MLB The Show, go to GM mode, and build my roster without ever actually playing a game. I never actually want to play the games. I just want to do the trades, sign the players, manage the cap. And I've never seen a mobile app do it to the extent that the Ultimate Baseball GM is doing it, because it's realistic. I actually feel like I'm running a team, and that's why I do fantasy sports. I want to feel like a GM, and Ultimate Baseball GM makes me feel that way. And what's even better is we have a contest right now. I'm going against the other Locked On MLB hosts for prizes by beating them with my team in the Ultimate Baseball GM app. So please go download the app and then you can play against your friends. Playing against other people is the best part of sports, and you get to build a team and compete your team against all your buddies. What is better than that? So Locked On Diamondbacks listeners get 100% free boost to their franchise when using the promo code Locked On in the game store. So make sure to check it out. Download the game. Just visit probaseballgm.com, scan the code, and look it up on the app stores. That's probaseballgm.com. Ultimate Baseball GM. Start your dynasty today.
Yeah, I mean, the bullpen is the one point that I can look at and say maybe they can be vulnerable there, but
it's tough.
It's tough because there's so much talent on that team.
It's like an all-star team.
It would have to be a complete collapse. Yeah. And that's what it would just have to really just be them, you know, falling all over themselves. So we've talked about the six National League playoff teams. We've made a pessimistic case, and I think that the two. Well, let's say the four main teams that could sneak up. I like any team that has good pitching. The Marlins have good pitching, which means there could be a bunch of those games where they play, you know, if they play two games against a bad team and they have the best pitcher all three games, they're going to win a bunch of those two out of three in those series and maybe beat up on some of the bottom feeders. And I think, you know, the Marlins, who had a bad year last year despite the Cy Young Sandy Alcantara season, I think they're going to be closer to 500 this year. I really do. I think Milwaukee is still, you know, they had a winning season last year. I think they're still a quality team. San Francisco, I don't know what to make of them. You go from 107 wins to 81 wins. I don't know. I don't think they're 107 win team, and I don't think they're an 81 win team. I think they're somewhere in the middle. And I think that they could be a team that sneaks up on it. But I think Milwaukee is the most likely just because they still have the pitching talent to do it. But there you go. There's the six and the case against them.
And I think it's fair to say, look, we all like to bring up the Giants' 107 win season, right? Did anybody feel like that team that year was as good as 107 wins? Did anybody feel like that team was going to go far in the postseason? I know they had a great regular season. They won a whole bunch of games, but we all know in our heart of hearts it was pretty fluky, and that team was never going to go that deep into the playoffs. So well, I think we need to stop talking about it, Giants fans. Let's not bring it up. Well, we won 107 games. You guys were always frauds, and we know that. Okay.
I just even said I didn't think they were a 107 win team. But I also didn't think they were an 81 win team. I think they had two straight years where they're like, wait a minute, they're not this good. Wait a minute, they're not this bad. You know, it was a little bit of a back and forth right there. But you know, right now I'm still picking the six.
Yeah.
You know, the sinister six of Los Angeles, San Diego, New York, Atlanta, and St. Louis. I have San Diego winning the division. I keep going back and forth between the Mets and the Braves and who's going to win that division. I'm leaning a little Braves right now, but you get me on the right day, I may be leaning a little Mets. And I just think St. Louis, I think they're a little bit better than Milwaukee, and I don't see the Cubs, Reds, or Pirates really contending this year. So it's really, I think it's going to be a two-horse race, and neither one of them is exactly, you know, Seabiscuit. So,
Unfortunately, I think the NL might be chalk when it comes to playoffs. The American League, I think, could be kind of wacky because I know you hate some of those teams I brought up, but I wouldn't count out the Texas Rangers and the Los Angeles Angels just yet to make a wild card team. But for the National League, you know, I'm a big D-backs guy, but even with their young talent, it's hard for me to expect them to surpass the Philadelphia Phillies or we all like the Miami Marlins and think they have a stacked rotation, but I just don't think they have the lineup yet. I just don't think they have enough offensive pieces. I just don't think they could score enough runs. Like, I think they're going to be in so many ball games because their pitching is so good. But I also think they're going to have so many 3-2 losses where Marlins fans are just going to be frustrated, where it's like, if we could get two dudes on base and just do a little, you know, play a little small ball baseball like the Royals back in 2016, could maybe be a really fun team and competitive team. But I just don't trust that offense of the Marlins right now. So I think it's just going to be chalk once again when it comes to the NL playoffs. But I think the American League, Sully, is where I think when we do this topic next week, I think the American League is where we can have some fun.
I think the American League can be a real mess. I think this has been the way it's been the last few years, that the National League has been top heavy and the American League has been, you know, has been a little more parity. Although I still think the best team in the American League resides in Houston.
Yeah.
But do not sleep on the Tampa Bay Rays.
I'll sleep.
Do not sleep on them, and don't sleep on the, the Orioles. I think will be improving, but or the Blue Jays, who had a lot of things go wrong with the team last year, and they still won 92 games. We'll see what happens.
I will never believe in Tampa Bay. They will always be a regular season team to me until they prove otherwise on the biggest stages in the playoffs.
Well, you've proven yourself on the biggest stage in the playoffs.
Thanks,
and you've done that by being part of Locked On MLB. Thanks so much for making Locked On MLB your first listen. For your second listen, obviously make that be Locked On Diamondbacks. But the third one, check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball. Win your league by listening to Matt and Dom every day as they bring your best fantasy draft strategies. Find Locked On Fantasy Baseball wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Where's your team every day? Hey, Miller Thomas, tell people where they can listen to your show or watch it for that matter.
Hey, you can follow me on Twitter at CreatorThomas24 for my personal account. Look up the show account, Locked On Diamondbacks. Just type it in the search bar, Twitter and Instagram. Please follow us on YouTube, Locked On Diamondbacks on there. Please hit subscribe. And, of course, we're on all your podcasting platforms, wherever you listen to Locked On MLB with Sully Baseball.
And you can follow me. Follow the show, Locked On MLB Pods, on Twitter and Instagram. And I'm your pal, Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. Seeing the glass half empty with six teams who want to fill it with champagne. This has been your vernal equinox episode of the Locked On MLB, Locked On Diamondbacks crossover. He's Miller Thomas. I'm your pal, Sully. Let's fist bump. I need to take a nap.
That's it for this edition of the Locked On Diamondbacks podcast. Come back tomorrow for more Diamondbacks news coverage and insight. We'll talk about that Carson Kelly injury news. We'll talk about Merrill Kelly on the bump for the WBC and any other news that drops before I record tomorrow. Thank you for making Locked On Diamondbacks your first listen every day. Make your second listen of the day the Locked On Fantasy Baseball Show with Matt and Dom, who will keep you up to date with fantasy news, strategies, analysis throughout the entire regular season. As always, come back tomorrow. Stay safe, stay healthy. Deuces.